Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dag Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dag Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the hand clap was for the choir, do a better one unto Jesus. You know, I know that you'll be starting your exams tomorrow. Some have already started. And I know that for many of you here, you have 250 slides to read. And you are still on number 10, slide number 10, and you have exams tomorrow. But it doesn't change the fact that we serve a God who is unchangeable. It doesn't change the fact that we serve a God who is unshakable. It doesn't change the fact that we serve a God who is an unstoppable God. And when he says yes, nothing else can say no. Stand to your feet if you believe that no matter where you are, our God is an unchangeable God. Our God is an unshakable God. Our God is an unstoppable God. Give him a shout. You can easily be shaken by the fact that you can see your hotness. But there is nothing that can shake our God. Hallelujah. Our God will not change because you are hot. And this morning you are in the presence of a great God. This morning you are in the presence of a God who is unstoppable. You are in the presence of a God who is unshakable. And if only you will open up your spirit, if only you will have faith, if only you will not doubt, he is in the house. He will bless you with his word. He will minister to you right where you are. Our pastor is back. Our shepherd is back with a word, with an anointing, with whatever you need. As you keep shouting, put your hands together.
Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. We just want to salute that unchangeable God, that unshakable God, the one who never changes, the one who is always there, the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, this morning, I want you to just appreciate him. Just appreciate the Lord. And just thank him for his goodness. Oh, yes. As we're singing, I want you to think about it. He's not changed.
That's who you are. You're unchangeable. And unshakable, you're unstoppable. That's who you are. Our God alone, from before time began.
Come on, lift it this morning.
You are on your
throne. Oh, he's on his throne. so grateful. You are God alone. No matter what the situation is like, Lord, you don't change. And for that, we are grateful. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Did you bring your Bibles to church? Are you sure you brought your Bible? Then you want to lift it. You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. I've really missed you guys. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. And it's really a pleasure to come and see you and to see that you are doing well by the grace of God. Amen. Lady Rev, I think I can see that you have fed them and kept them going, Charlie. God bless your heart, Pa. Hallelujah. And I was busy watching all the things you were doing. Come home and plenty things like that. Wow. It's a blessing. I also had the opportunity to visit our church in India. Amen. When we say our church in India, we are not talking about Ghanaians who have gathered together in India. We are talking about an Indian church with Indian human beings in it. Amen. And it was a real pleasure to visit them. And then from there, I went on to do some other meetings with pastors in another town. And by the grace of God, thank you for all your prayers and all your texts, all your messages, all your emojis. What a game. All the stickers. Charlie, God bless you so much. It's nice to belong to a family. Hallelujah. Oh, I said it's nice to belong to what? It's nice to belong to a family. Hallelujah. And this morning as the choir was singing, I was just enjoying them. I haven't heard a choir sing for some time. Hallelujah. I can see that you are there. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Oh, I say it's a blessing. Amen and amen. And I thank God also for the opportunity to travel. And I pray that each and every one of you will travel. Because when you go, you're always grateful for your house, as if you're a proper child. You are grateful for your home. Yeah, you realize that, oh, yeah, it's okay here, but it's not home. Yeah, it's okay, but it's not home. The two songs that the choir was, I asked the choir to do them for me. They never asked me why, but there's a why. I should tell you why. Oh, I was there, I was listening to the songs. I said, Charlie, my choir, they can do these songs fine. It's nice. It will enter your spirit. So I send them a text that, Charlie, when I come, well, I want to hear these two songs, you know. Yeah. Amen. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, it's your day before exams begin. Well, some people have started already, but for the majority, you're just going into it. And I believe that we're going to share a word of prayer. And I want you to believe the prayer. I noticed that in an area where we pray all the time, sometimes you take it for granted. And you don't realize that God actually answers prayer. Hello? God actually answers prayer. And if you believed in his prayer, you'll not be so worried. It's not that you don't work, oh. You work, but Charlie, when things are knocking things, you just believe and know that he's going to see you through. Hallelujah. On my journey, I met a certain pastor. I met a number of pastors, but this particular pastor, I was invited to preach in his church, and I just asked him as we were waiting at a point, I said, oh, how did you start your church? Because it's not like here, you see, it's not on the floor in that form. And I asked him, how did you start? And he talked about how he was called to a particular place. And he went, and for 3 months, the only person who came to his church was a leper. A leper, a full leper. 3 months, the person came to his church for 3 whole months. Every Sunday he'll go, and he'll go and do and preach, and the only person coming is a leper. Some of you, Yoruba Center, you have given up already. You are looking for stories and reasons why you cannot do. But he kept going, kept going. One day the leper came to him and told him that he has been healed. And he asked him that, but how do you know that you have been healed? And the man explained to him. He showed him some, you know how leprosy is, or you don't know. Anyway, this generation, maybe you haven't seen it before. They get sores on the fingers, I mean, everything. And everything had dried up and healed. And he said it was after a prayer. So he was healed. And so he went back home. He had a wife, he had children, he had family members. Went and told them that. They said they realized the man was healed. The whole family entered the church. That was the start of the church. Today is a major church in a country that says you cannot have, even to get a church building is not easy. They have a church building with 5 floors going up. They have their own lift. You'll be there. You have been walking and coming. They have their own lift going up. But the start, amen. And you are just believing God that you pass your exams and you are fainting already. Oh, tell neighbor, I will not faint. I will believe. I will believe. I will believe. The reason why you are afraid is that you are believing in your own power. That if you believe in the God who makes a way when there isn't one, you see that even when the situation looks bad, he can do something about it. Hallelujah. This morning, for a few minutes, I'm talking to you about commitment. Yeah, for a few minutes, I'm talking to you about commitment. Because even though exams are coming, word of God, you gotta hear. Yeah, that's who we are. Your spirit stays alive by the word of God that is fed to it. And if your spirit weakens, your body will follow. So this morning, we're talking about commitment. What does it mean to be committed? You can find many explanations. It means to be joined to something. Are you there? To engage in something, with something. To involve yourself. To involve yourself. So when you are committed, you are involving yourself. How many of us, you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's not committed? Ah. The person is not committed. You don't like. And somebody says, never, never. When you call, you say that, oh, let's meet after lectures at 12. The person doesn't turn up. And when you go to ask why, oh, I forgot. What does it mean? It means you are not important. Or? How can he forget? Because when the thing is important, do we forget? Do you think some people are going to forget their time of their exam this week? No. Unless you are not serious. So the person not coming is a sign that the person is not committed to you. And we are living in a time when people find it so difficult to commit. We have people who even come to the altar to marry, but they are not committed to each other. Yeah, they are not committed. As soon as something is shaking small, when something shakes small, I'm divorcing. If that was how we were divorcing, you that you are there, will you be here? Small shaking. You are divorcing. Are you here? You are very quiet. Why are you eyeing me like that? Listen, if you know that you can't stay with somebody, don't marry, that's all. There's no law that says thou shalt marry. If you do marry, stay there, be committed. 35-year-old man, up till now, you can't find a wife. It's commitment that you're afraid of. You're afraid to commit. There's no problem. You can give it another dress. Listen, there are more interesting definitions of commitment, you know, than the one on the board. Very interesting ones. Are you there? The guy is 35. He's not married. He says, oh, I haven't found them. It's not that you haven't found them. You are afraid to commit. You're afraid to commit. Hey? The church is very quiet all of a sudden. Now that I'm coming your way. You're afraid to commit. Now, one of the signs of commitment is something that we call reciprocity. In other words, this way and that way. Not that one person is giving all the time If you are here, you are in a friendship where you are the only person giving, I beg you, get out of it. Get out of it. Just understand that it's not a serious friendship. I mean, just understand, just put it where it belongs. You are in a friendship. Here is a friendship. I'm not talking about boy girl, just a friendship, ordinary friendship. And it's always one way. It's always. There's never any giving back. Then there's no commitment to the relationship. I'm not saying that a relationship is one for me, one for you. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a giving back. There are different types of giving back. So the thing goes this way and comes this way. It goes this way and comes this way. And we find that there are many people in a relationship that only goes in one direction. You are always giving her money. Always giving her money. Always giving her money. She does nothing. She's not committed to you. You see, you are very quiet all of a sudden. Don't worry, allow me. I'm coming home. When you are committed to something, you are bound to the thing. You are joined to it intellectually, emotionally, in many ways. Some of you are here, but you are not here. You are not committed. You just come because, well, on Sunday it's a good thing to do. But you don't do anything. You are just there. I have a question for you. You see, it's not a question. Let me first make a statement. When you don't commit, you also don't enjoy. When you don't commit, you don't enjoy. To enjoy something is when you are committed to the thing that you enjoy it. And I'll give you a few examples. When I came in, I was very happy to see the dancers. Dancing away. But do you know that there are committed dancers and uncommitted dancers? There are dancers who, when they are dancing, their whole self is in the dance. They give their everything inside. And even those of us who cannot dance, we like them. And we appreciate them. Then there are also some who dance as if somebody is forcing you to dance. Phlegmatically, you lift your hand. I want to ask you, who do you think enjoys the dance? The one who puts him or herself in it, or the one who is busy? Who enjoys it? In the same way, we also have singers. There are singers who are committed. They are inside it. They are in the choir. When they say rehearsal, they are there. And so one of the signs is that they know the words. But the uncommitted one, is relying on social media or whoever they are, media, to give them the words. And when the words don't come, suddenly you are stuck. I want to ask you this morning, who do you think enjoys the song? The one who is totally given to it, or the one who is singing it as if something is holding your throat? It's just a question. Who do you think brings down the glory? The one who is committed to it, or the one who is singing and wondering, I wonder if I look cool. That type is also there. I'm just asking you, are you committed to what you are doing? And I came to tell you this morning that some of you are going through life, you have practiced how not to be committed. I came to inform you that you are about to underperform in life, you are about to not enjoy your life, you are about to not fulfill your potential, you are about to just pass through life like nothing has come and nothing is going. I want to ask you, in everything that you are, what do you add to the thing? What do you add? When you go to meet your study group, some people, if they don't come, the study group can't even work. But some of you are a total zero. When you come, you add nothing. If you leave, nothing is lost. How can you live your life like that? I came to ask you, I said, how can you live your life like that? Totally uncommitted. When you are walking to your lecture room, you look like the garden boy who has just left from the garden there. His wife, just come here, just moving. Do you still like me, or I should go back to where I came from? Look at the definitions they have found for us. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. Ask your neighbor, what are you dedicated to? He says a pledge, an engagement. What are you engaged in? What is engaging you? Dedicated to a cause. I'm just looking at you. Yeah, I've almost finished preaching. Yeah. When you don't commit, you can't also do your best. And until you commit, you don't know the peak of your potential. We have a lot of singers in this church, but very few are committed singers. Very, very few. I can count the committed ones on one hand. Yes. No. It's different to have a talent. You were born with a good voice. That one, dear God, ready their show. But if you were committed, and if you trained that voice, and if you rehearsed, and if you stretched, and if you really entered, who can tell what God will do with it? Do you know how far you'll get? Do you know how far you'll get? Instrumentalists, by the grace of God, we have a lot. And the church is very quiet. But as to whether you are committed, you can be talented. That one, there, Charlie, when you take it, I mean, I just, yeah, just, it's coming. Charlie's a different. But I'm asking if you are committed. It's when you are committed, that's when you begin to see something. Are you here? Hey, you are very quiet, too. Yeah, processing. Are you committed? When you commit, that's when you see what God will do with it. When you are not committed, you will never know how far you can go. One of my sons plays the piano. He's very committed to it. He's a bishop today, but he's a musician. And I remember him growing up. Nobody had to tell him to have an all night. He had his room a little away from the family rooms. And he'll be there. He's just sitting there. And he's on the piano. And he's just on the piano. And he's just on the piano. Just on the piano. Are you there? Just on the piano. No wonder God took him places. I'm not surprised. You are just living your life, coasting through it, committed to nothing. Hey. It's a hard preaching, though, because Charlie, the way people are looking at me this morning, I feel like running. But it's true. Who can tell? Who can tell what God will do with you if you committed this thing that you have given to? I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it my everything. I'm going to stop complaining. Some of us are master complainers. What you don't know is that God hates complaining. Whenever he was angry with the children of Israel, it was over their murmuring. He didn't like it. And all you do in your life is to murmur. And all you do in your life is to criticize other people. All you do in your life, some of you, everything is funny. Everybody, something is funny. Look at your own life and laugh at your own life. What are you committed to? You cannot even commit to visiting God once every week. Even that is too much for you. Unless somebody calls you, unless somebody wakes you up, how then are you going to experience what he has for you? You are trying to be quiet on me. Are you here? The only way that you will bear proper fruit, when I say proper fruit, not a fatherless child, but a proper child with a father and mother, is when the two are committed to each other. Some of you, you know the pain of having a parent who is not committed to you. I don't want to go inside there. Psalm 92. Are you in the church? Okay. We're starting from verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The righteous means that those who are in right standing with God. And it says they will flourish. When they say something is flourishing, it's actively doing well, not passively doing well. And then it says, who are those who will flourish? Those who are planted. Another word for planted is committed. Planted in the house. Some of you today, you are here. Tomorrow, some friend has come. He says, oh, let's go and see. There's some latest something, something. You are gone. You will not flourish. To flourish, you got to be planted. And I like the example that is used of the palm tree, because the palm tree is one of the most committed trees. How do you know? Try and uproot it and see. Some of you, anything can uproot you from the house. I still remember during the time when some people were on Facebook and on social media writing all kinds of things about Bishop Dag. Then we were here. I said, ask any question. Then somebody asked a question. The person said, my mother said that the church is a cult. So I was wondering. You are wondering about what? I don't have any question for your mother. She's not here. She doesn't know what is going on here. But you are here. You can't see. You can't think. Your grace cell cannot work. No, you want to use what some random idiot walking around is saying. And the truth is that it's because you are not committed. You know, you're looking for a reason to go. You are looking for an excuse to come to church once a month. Tell your neighbor, I'm not mentioning your name, so look straight and be smiling. We'll not know that it's you. Yeah, it's because you are not committed. If you were committed, if you were planted, if you knew that this is the condition to my flourishing, you will not easily be uprooted. You will not easily be uprooted. May I tell them every day, I say, even the person who founded the church can't sack me from it. If my father is angry with me, says I should go, my father has a right to be annoyed. Or your father has never been angry with you before. When you are angry with me, I'll sit on the doorstep. When you are going out, you see me. Then you go. When you are coming back too, you will see me. You come. When you are going again, if you are about to go, then you see me, and I won't go again. But I'm there. You can't get around it. Eventually, your anger will go. And you say, go inside. But you, something small, I won't come to the church again. It's not that you are the one who cannot commit. You don't know how to commit, or you are afraid to commit. When I was there, then my shepherd, this is what she said to me. So because of that, I'm going. You are going because of your shepherd. Is it your shepherd who called you? Is it your shepherd who's here preaching every Sunday? Push your neighbor and say, Don't bring yourself at all. I won't pay the tithe, because if I pay the tithe, they'll misuse you. No, you are not committed. Hey, lady of your children are looking at me like I'm a stranger. I better go back to where I came from. But do you know something? He's comparing us to a palm tree for a reason. A palm tree, as far as I know, I'm yet to check on the bamboo, but as far as I know, the palm tree is the only tree that you cannot break. If there's a wild storm and all the trees are breaking, the palm tree will not break. It can even bend down and lie flat on the floor because the wind has pushed it on the floor. And the storm, it will stop. And when it stops, stands up again. Yeah. Everywhere there is a storm. In this life, there is a storm. Storms come and they go. But I have a question for you. What storm never ends? What storm have you seen that it never ends? No matter how much water it pours, it will end. No matter how bad it is, it will stop. So yes, the day is pushing you. You are not happy today. You are a little miserable tomorrow. Hey, just bow there, lie there, and let it pass over you. When it is done, one day it will end. And when it ends, pat, you are right back up again. Commitment. Commitment. Are you in the house? You are hearing or you are not hearing me? Yeah. Something small. Some of you, it takes nothing to move you out of here. If the rain just blows, it hasn't even started raining yet, we'll not see you. If the person who is over you makes a mistake and is angry, say, I won't come again. It never even occurred to you that it's your super intra. Hey, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, commit. 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 Are you in the church? Some of you are able to plant yourselves in your course, but you can't plant yourselves at the house of God. Some of you are planted over money. Anywhere where they say money, you are there. Anywhere where they say money, you are there. Some of you, anywhere they say girls, you are there. But this morning, I'm asking you, are you committed to God and are you committed to the church that He has placed you in? Do you know what will happen just in case you commit yourself instead of complaining? Are you there? Many years ago, we were sent to go and start the Lighthouse Church in Tamale. And by the way, we were coming from a place where everything worked. A place where everything worked. Yeah. One of the wealthiest countries in the world. The US, they make a lot of noise, but that country is more beautiful. And the standard of living is higher than the US. Are you there? Yeah. In fact, recently I was reading something. They had so much money that they said the money is too much, and they shared it among the population. Yes, when they shared it, everybody got $270,000. Yeah, a wealthy place. And that's where we had gone to study. When we came, we were sent to Tamale. In those days, Tamale didn't even have a tarred road. It had one traffic light that didn't used to work in the middle of the road. Are you there? And we arrived there with our three children, aged between 5.5 and 5 months. And we got there. I said, build a church. It was a place that nothing worked, and everything was bathed in dust. But I thank God that we were committed to what we were asked to do. That's why I'm asking you, what have you ever committed yourself to? What have you ever? They said the town was Islamic, but we loved it all the same. Our neighbors were Muslim. We loved them all the same. When they were having their festival, they would send us meat. And when we are having our festival, we'll send them cakes. Yeah. Are you there? I remember the first few brides. The makeup, it was done like the makeup of a corpse. You see, the makeup of a corpse is different from the makeup of a bride, because the corpse is dead. And by the time they are finished, the beautiful bride will be looking like a dead something. Instead of complaining and saying that, hey, in Accra, it's not like that. I went to learn how to make brides up. And I became the bride make-upper in the church. No. I'm not saying for you to clap. I'm saying for you to listen to something. What commitment does. Then we said they should come and we let us try to do decor. The decor, we're not liking the decor. I remember Lady Reverend Yvonne. Who else was she with? She was leading them. But they learned how to do decor, proper decor in the church. Yeah. And we made a life for ourselves that we liked, committed to God and committed to His people. What was the consequence of that? Did we see it in 1 year? No. Did we see it in 2 years? No. But as we remained planted, committed, doing the same thing over and over and over, we saw one branch becoming two. We saw two branches becoming five. Oh, no. Don't clap and not hear. Because we were there, the very first meeting, when we were five people, we were there. You have come, the church is even working, you should just come enjoy and commit yourself, Grano. Just say, we have to be begging you. Have you seen that you're very quiet now? You are just here 4 years. For 4 years, commit yourself to the place God has placed you, because you don't know what he has to give you in this place. And when you leave before your time, you may never know it. You may never receive it. I thank God that we didn't go anywhere. I thank God that we didn't leave. I thank God that we stayed committed. 15 years later, when we're leaving, there were 123 branches in the north of Ghana. We got there with zero. When we're leaving, 123 to the glory of God. Why? Because who can tell what God will do if you commit yourself to something? Who can tell? Every day I have a quarrel. I'm quarreling with sound people. Who else do I quarrel with on a regular basis? Who can tell what God will do if you committed yourself to learning that thing? We'll be here all these years. If we don't have this person behind us, it doesn't work. Because you will not commit yourself to learning the thing. For all you know, you may train in a lot of things, but that is your goal, then that is your silver, but you don't know. Have you seen that you're very quiet? Hey, I'm an engineer. And so what? You will be surprised that the thing that will fly you in and out is not your engineering. In case you don't know, some of you, maybe you are new. I also have a PhD. My PhD flew me to some places. My commitment to God has flown me to more than four times the number of places that my PhD took me to. What are you talking? Are you in the church? Hey, have you seen that you are very quiet and you're watching me? It's like I've come to do sinning, you see. I'm asking you about something. How committed are you? The church is very quiet. Just come, just come. Some of you, you are in the church. You don't commit to anything. Remember, I told you that there is reciprocity. So you come with an expectation. Today you are here with an expectation. I'm going to pray for your exams. No problem. But what have you put in? What are you also bringing? What are you also giving God? What are you giving God? We come Sunday morning. Every Sunday, people are doing things. They are giving their time. They have given their energy. Many are giving. When you come and you see them in the same uniform, it's not the church that bought the uniform for them. Please, ask them when you... Today, I noticed that the whole choir was in white and brown. Please, when we close, ask them whether we bought it for them. Sing and dances, what are you wearing? Did we buy it for you? Okay, we just sent a paper around your size. No. At least they have decided to give something. Put something, do something. Reciprocity, that's the commitment. You are just there. A piece of bread that has come, you can be replaced any day by a vegetable. You can be replaced any day. We can replace you with an orange. Zero in, zero out. Then your small offering that you bring to your eyes to insult us. Why are they insulting us this morning? You see, you don't understand things. That's why you think it's an insult. In Ghana, when you speak the truth, they say you are insulting. No. It's for you to sit down and really think to yourself this morning, what am I committed to? And most of the things are of earthly value. What am I committed to that is of eternal value? That's the question you need to ask yourself. What have you really given yourself to? What have you really poured yourself in? That as I'm receiving, I'm also giving. There is a level of God that you won't experience. It's not a matter, you know, many people think that it's just impartation. Impartation, I see you receiving, then you're falling down. It's nice, and the falling down is very nice when you're lying there. But I tell you, there is a deeper level of God. There's a much deeper level of God. Much deeper from commitment. When you meet a man and his wife who are committed to each other. By the way, your lady Reverend is celebrating 20 years of marriage. Yeah. And it is not 20 years of two strangers living together under the same roof that, oh, we'll not divorce because we have children, so we don't want our children to spoil. No, it's 20 years of a proper marriage, proper one. I have been their shepherd from before they married till now. Have you seen that? Very quiet. When I say 20 years, but it's 20 years of you giving and he also giving back. Yeah. 20 years. Hey, the church is very quiet. Hey. Hello. Hey. I'm wondering why you are so quiet. What are you thinking? Yeah. It is 20 years of laughter. Yeah, they have a lot of pictures laughing. But what you don't know is that they also quarrel. It's 20 years of, even though we have quarreled, we are here. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. What marriage do they not quarrel inside? Or what marriage do they not disagree? But we are here. I may not be happy with you, but I'm here. You have been annoying me, but I'm still paying that bill. You didn't do this thing, you didn't do it well, but I'm still here. Not going anywhere. Oko, have you ever woken up and your parents are fighting and they say they are leaving you in the house? You have never heard before. You don't know that you are blessed. Yeah. There are people here, Charlie, your parents are like two strangers living under the same roof. It's like, Charlie, if we separate, it's too much trouble. No commitment. They didn't get the chance to hear what you are hearing today. So you, what you are hearing today, this message, you may never hear it again. Commit. Do you understand? Commit. When I came into this ministry with my husband, we committed. We put our effort. Everything, every single thing that we had, our education, our money, our time, every single thing. I'm happy to announce to you that 30 years have passed. And in those 30 years, God has more than compensated for the everything that they gave him. We drive cars we never knew we would have. Our children are major human beings, not little boys and girls. allow me to say, yeah, because I have to tell you that God has taken us where we never ever expected to be. Our first son is a bishop, our second son is a doctor and a pastor, our third son is a reverend. They married proper women, not the kind of women who empty your bank account. Proper women, proper. Recently, our third child, our last one was 30 years old. And his wife gave him some, hey, we said, Charlie. In fact, on the family page, what a wife. We never knew. It was inside that when we commit, this is what I will do back. You too, what can you say? What have you got for your commitment? Hey, but me, I'm just every day. My pocket is empty because you have not committed. Commit. Are you in the house? Hey, you see that you're very quiet. But today things are changing. Hallelujah. I said today things are what? Changing. I want you to be committed. I want you to say that for the years that I'm in school, I'm going to be here. Yeah, I'm going to be here. And not only am I going to be here, I'm going to give and I'm also going to receive. I'm going to pour myself into it and let me see what God will do. Those of you who are in your final years, probably too late. You're already on your way out. But God is a God of mercy. So decide that for this last semester that's coming, I'm going to be committed. Maybe he will allow some blessings to fall on you. Because I have noticed that God has blessed me beyond what I ever could have thought or dreamt. Oh, yes. Are you there? Yeah. When I'm going somewhere, sometimes the problem is that there are too many people wanting to follow me. I've never called anybody to follow me. Pearl, have I called you that you should follow me? Hey, Carter, I've been sending you a text. Follow me. Amen. I've been sending you that. Jalisa, I'm even just eyeing her that. Just be there. Go and learn. Anna. Yeah. Not that it's a blessing. You, who is following you apart from the little boys trying to get your money and those trying to sleep with you? Who is following you? Who's following you? It's time to commit. And I want to promise you something. If you will commit to this God, the place he has put you, say, I'm going to pour my everything. You have started a journey that he's going to lead you on. My prayer for you is that you will turn around 30 years from now and say, he has only done me good. He has only done me good. He has taken my small that I poured inside and he has made something beautiful out of it. Commit. Commit. And some of you, you better start committing to your studies as well. I cannot be praying every day. I'm asking God to have mercy on you. Every day. Last semester, you had 3 trails. Semester before that, you had 5. It's not on. It's a sign that you see, and when you go inside, the person was not even going to class properly. Somebody here, you have to commit next semester from day one to the end. You are going to lectures. Every lecture, you'll be there. Am I talking to somebody who is here? Somebody who is here, you got to commit to doing those assignments. In case you didn't know it, when you do the assignment, file it and put it there. That's your learning manuscript towards the exam. Yeah. You got to commit. Stop going through this life like a Ghanaian. Ghana, we don't commit to anything. Yeah. The authorities are not committed to us. We are also not. That's why we don't die for our nation. But if you were to see people who have a nation that is committed to them and they are committed, hey, they do very wild things. Are you in the church? I'm ending. The Americans, they have a rule. When they go to war, live or dead, they bring everybody back. You didn't hear me? I said live or dead. That's why they don't struggle to get soldiers. Ghana, thank God we don't have any war. Please, you are a young man here. They say we are going to war. You say you are going. Can I see your hand, please? Have you seen that there's no hand? Only one. You are alone. Because we know that the people we are going with, Chale, if you don't take care, they'll even abandon you in the place. If they look at it, it's a Chale. Hey! My last story. One day I was on a flight and we were landing in Washington. And as the plane landed, I told you that God has taken me to more places. Don't bring yourself. that one, it was a PhD that took me there. As the plane landed, then the voice of the pilot came over. And then he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have on board with us the body of fallen Sergeant so-so and so-and-so. In other words, they had with them the body of a soldier who had died in one of the many wars they are always fighting. I kindly request you to remain seated, so we shouldn't even get up from our chair, until whatever, everything is done. By the grace, I was sitting near the window, and I started to watch. This man has given his life for his nation. A whole platoon of soldiers had been brought. His captain had to meet the body. From where I was sitting, they opened the under there, started to slide. When the coffin came in view, his captain started to salute. I don't know whether his captain or whatever, his commander or whatever he's called. He had to remain like that until the body slid all the way, the coffin, all the way. Yeah. There was a carriage. They put him there. Put him, then the guns, then the, what do you call it? These horns that they, I said, hey, this one Nipanu we wo, oh, humpo. How is the one that you are alive, Kurano? Hey, yeah. And it's not only when they are dead. I have watched people give up their seat to a soldier who is on his way home. Yeah. Why? You gave something. You committed something. We also committed to you. Even if we cannot see it, we can begin it in our midst. Me, I'm committed to you. Yeah, I'm committed to you. Maybe you don't know it, but I don't have to be here preaching to you this morning. Lady Reb, is it true or is it not true? I don't have to be here preaching to you this morning at all. But I'm committed to you. Lady Reb is committed to you. You two are committed to who? You're committed to what? Commit and see. I want to tell your neighbor, commit, commit and see, commit. Commit and see. Nelson, commit and see. Commit and see. And ask your neighbor, what is going to show your commitment? What is going to show? May the Lord help us to be committed to Him. I'm so glad. You know, when you are committed to your nation can let you down. But thank God. Let me read a scripture as we end. I'm showing you His commitment. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded, Paul is speaking to the Romans, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What a commitment. What a commitment. It says nothing can come for you. Nothing can separate you. When you see somebody separated from God, he or she went. But as far as he is concerned, nothing will separate us. That's why with this your wishy-washy Christianity cry, you are still here. Today, as you have heard about commitment, I want you to look at this scripture and I want you to decide, Lord, if I don't commit to anything or anybody, I'm going to be committed to you. Thank you for this commitment. Thank you that nothing will separate us. Thank you that you are always present. You are always there, regardless of anything. Thank you. Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet. And this morning, some of us have some repenting to do. I want you to talk to the Lord. You see that as you have come to school, you have not given him your best. You have not given him your best. You have given him your spare time. You have only turned up when you want something from him. Or you have just come. You have left your emotions and yourself somewhere else. Some of you, yes, you are part of Ebasonta, but you are not in it properly. Your one leg is in, your one leg is out. I want you to talk to him this morning. He doesn't deserve that. Talk to him this morning. This morning, I want you to tell him that, Lord, I repent. I never thought of it this way. For some of us, our relationship with God is just one way only. Give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. That's all. Give me. That's all the relationship you have. Today, you're telling the Lord is changing. I'm sorry, I didn't understand it. But I want to be committed to you. I want to be committed to you. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes this morning. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. And this morning, if as you are standing there, you can see that you could have done better. You could have been more committed. I want you to put your hand over your heart like that, and I'm going to pray for you. Just put your hand over your heart. It's an admission to God that it could have been better. Father, this morning, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for the half and half. Forgive us for not being as committed to you as you are to us. Forgive us. Thank you that you forgive us when we confess our sins. And as we confess our sins this morning, Lord, wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. And place in us a determination, Lord, a strong determination to be committed to you and to the house that you have placed us. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you for giving us another opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. And as we're still standing and every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this morning and you are yet to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you did it some time ago, but you have not lived as a believer. But this morning, you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to just come back. Or this is when I'm returning. I want to give my life to you. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want you to just lift up your hand where you are standing. We're going to pray together. The Bible says that what you are believing in your heart, you need to confess it with your mouth and so be saved. You want to give your life to Jesus? Just lift up your right hand where you are standing. And if your hand is lifted up, I'm going to invite you to come to me. Just come and join me. Let somebody help you. Take your bag, take your book, whatever you brought with you, and just come right forward, right here. Just come. Let a pastor help you. Let an usher help you. Come and join me right here. I'm going to pray with you. Just come.
Come.
Just come. Just come. This morning you've decided to commit your life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. You've decided to commit. You've decided to give him your life. Just come. You have decided that you're going to get off the shelf and you're just going to give him your life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is beating where you are standing. That's a sign. The Bible says that he's standing at the door of your heart and he's knocking. Said if you will open, he will come in and dine with you. Just come. It's Jesus who is calling you this morning. Just come and give your life to him this morning. And God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. The Bible says that there's rejoicing in heaven already as you come to give your life to him. God bless you. God bless you. I'm waiting for two more people. Just step out. Just step out. Come and join us here. Don't be embarrassed and don't think about your friend near you. Just come. This is your moment. This is your time. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just join us this morning. God bless you as you come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. If you're standing in front, you just want to pray this prayer. Make the words your words. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for these ones who've come to give their lives to you. Lord, may they experience what it is to give their lives to you and may they never regret it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
With all of me, I wanna praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.